Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Well, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Audio Network. The show is called Raw and Unfiltered, and yes, your host is Wayne Allen Root. Wayne is off this week, so whenever Wayne takes a few days off, yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets a chance to hang out with you from start to finish tonight. Normally you hear me on Fridays, but I got you all week long. My email address is leelsieradio@gmail.com. Feel free to email me. You can also subscribe and like my YouTube page. That'd be kind of cool if you did that. And, of course, the Voice of Freedom on Facebook. Would love you to be a part of that as well. Wherever you might be across the entire country, chances are you are hot as hell. It is hot here on the East Coast. Hit 100 degrees. It's going to hit 100 degrees tomorrow, and I think again on Saturday. Crazy stuff. It's probably that hot down there in Dallas, Texas, where our show producer Christopher is running things and making sure we're staying on the air and making sure things are all moving in the right direction. We'll be joined by Lindell TV, actually, in exactly 60 minutes. So if you want to see what I look like, who I look like, or how I look, or what the surroundings are like, you can go on frankspeech.com to watch and see what's going on right here in this ultra-sophisticated, full-power radio studio. All right, where should we begin? I saw an interesting tweet today, and I want to circle back to that because we're going to spend some time in the first hour breaking down Hunter Biden. I have a very, very, very special guest who's actually going to sit right here with me in the studio. And he'll be coming up right after this break, and he's going to dive into it. Hunter Biden, the plea deal. Nobody knows more about espionage and deal-making and spying than Colonel Rob Simmons, who will join me here in just a couple of minutes. But I want to start with a tweet that I've been thinking about all day. I opened my morning show here in Connecticut with this tweet. And it's not necessarily who tweeted it out that's got me thinking about this. It was Ramaswamy, who's running for president. He threw this tweet out there, but only 18% of the 18 to 34-year-olds say that they're proud to be an American, and that bothered me all day long. Doing my, you know, daily routine, I couldn't get this out of my mind. Now, one factor of this, which I'll go back to again, is that they took an interesting age demographic, 18 to 34, 16-year difference. And the real true difference of an 18-year-old and a 34-year-old is more than likely night and day. At 18, you're still a child, right? 34, you're beginning to settle into exactly who you are going to be, right? You're an adult at 34. 18, you're still out being wild and crazy. So I get that. But even so, even at 18, if you're not proud to be an American, who's failed who? Has America failed the kids, or have the kids failed America? When I first read this poll, my first instinct was that America has failed these kids. They're growing up in a day and age where everything a lot of us believe to be true or believed in has been vilified. The family unit, for one. Patriotism in general, for one. That has been completely bogarted by the left. They make people feel almost silly who want to champion the flag. You've seen this time and time again, young people in particular. I've seen countless numbers of these man-on-the-street interviews where they go talk to people under the age of 21, more or less 18, 19, 20, 21, and they talk to them about patriotism or wearing an American flag, and they find it offensive. They find it offensive. Now, I don't know how that was implanted in their brain. There has to be outside influences to have it take root. I don't remember growing up ever thinking that the American flag was anything less than a symbolism of freedom. And now you've got kids growing up that think it's actually the opposite of freedom. How did that happen? Now, that is clearly the manipulation by media, and I would think the progressive movement, because conservatives are completely the opposite. We respect the flag, and we revere the flag. So there is a percentage of this that is the fault of outside influence. Race baiters, woke mafia, again, the progressive movement, all co-opting and bogarting a message and brainwashing the younger generation. But then the actual survey poll goes further and says 60% of teenagers on TikTok would rather give up their right to vote than their social media account. And when I read that, I had to put most of the blame back on the 18 to 34-year-olds. I had to take it away from society and put it back to where it belongs, with the individual. What we have done in this country for the last 50 years is remove the responsibility and accountability from the younger generation. We've removed it. They're faultless in whatever they do. There's never any ramifications for what they do wrong. In fact, even when they do something wrong, they're in some cases celebrated for it. When 60% of teenagers on TikTok would rather stay on TikTok and watch that sewage, that garbage, than cast a vote, I begin to lose faith in the future of this country and in humanity in general. So I go back to no accountability. See, modern 18 to 30-year-olds used to be adults. Now you've got a whole generation that's being coddled. I told stories yesterday about my grandparents. Right, I was hanging out with my aunt the other day. She was showing me some old pictures, some I'd never seen before. One of my great-great-grandfather, which I'd never seen before. And, you know, she was explaining who he was, and I didn't even know his name. And that's sad. As I've said this before on the air, most people can't go back past their grandparents and know the names of each grandparent or great-grandparent. And I fall into that category, sadly, but now at least maybe I've rectified that to a certain extent. But the reason why I bring this up is because my grandparents came from Italy with absolutely nothing. In fact, when my grandfather got here, the woman that he originally brought died. And he went back to the same village and found the sister of the woman he was going to marry, who had died, and brought her to the United States and married her. Which blows my mind, because if that hadn't happened, I would not be here. I would not be sitting here. Think about that. Think about the chance, the circumstances. My great aunt dies, and as a result of that, my grandmother is her replacement, and then the bloodline spits out me eventually. But my grandparents came here with nothing. My grandfather worked his rear end off at Electric Boat, which built submarines. And I told you guys yesterday, my grandmother sewed 14, 15 hours a day in this factory that made body bags. Now, they came over as young people. I don't feel like that work ethic and that idea of the American dream is the same now with 18 to 34-year-olds. I feel like they've been coddled. They become perennial kids. They see the world through a different shade of glasses. They don't see it the way your grandparents saw it, or even your parents, or I see it, or you see it. It's different. So I believe it's partially a product of the environment, but more, you know, it's more on them. Yes, the environment has changed, and they've been inundated with negative propaganda about America. Go all the way back to World War II, when people lied about their age or their status, health, whatever, so they could fight in the war for this country. Do you think the people, the young people today, do you think the numbers of people that did that back in World War II were gung-ho to go off and fight the Nazis and try to, you know, defend freedom? Do you think those folks would come out in the same numbers? I don't think they would. In fact, I told you guys this story before. I did an informal poll of the younger people who are here in this building that I work in and asked them, if China invaded us, what would you do? And almost every single one of them said they would flee. They would leave. They wouldn't fight for the country. What has happened? How has this happened to us? It's really sad. It really is. All right, let me take a quick break. We'll come back. When we do, we're going to jump into the deep end of the pool with our good friend, Colonel Rob Simmons. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My 2 number 1 best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy 1 bottle of no-covidium and get a 2nd bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It is a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
You've been working hard.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. This is the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. We're going to spend some time with a very special guest. He is a former CIA agent, former congressman, Vietnam veteran. We call him the Colonel. His name is Rob Simmons. And we're going to spend a little time talking about Hunter Biden and the quote-unquote plea deal. Rob, what's your take on all of this?
I don't even know where to begin.
Oh, it's a lot of stuff.
I was going to talk about, you know, the FBI report, yeah. And I will.
Okay.
I will.
All right.
But yesterday, I'm working in my office. And I've got, you know, the news on,
yeah.
and suddenly, you know, the Hunter Biden plea deal,
yeah.
You know, it was a great deal, it's all put together, perfect. Plea deal, he's really, you know, he's not, really hasn't done anything bad at all.
Nah.
He didn't really avoid taxes, he didn't, the gun probably didn't even exist, with no big deal, but, you know, to be nice to his dad and to be clean with the American people, to come forward and be clean with the American people. Well, he would cop a plea, just, you know, to make everybody feel better.
Sure.
What happened?
Well, the judge said, I don't think so.
Well, how can the judge do that?
Well,
if you cop a plea,
yeah.
If you have a plea deal, both parties have to be in agreement.
Right.
It's kind of like getting married. You know, I'm a justice of the peace.
Are you sure about that?
Well, it's kind of like getting married because, you know, it's almost like a contract.
Yeah.
And you get, you know, first of all, when I marry people, I get the groom
yeah.
to say that he wants to marry the bride.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, I do.
Sure.
And then I ask the bride if she wants to marry him, and she says, I do.
Right.
And then I go through the vows. You know, and a lot of the couples, when I do the weddings, a lot of the couples write their own vows. I have them write their own vows.
Yeah.
I want you to write what you're saying to each other so there's no confusion. In a church, you know, the minister just says, here, this is what you have to say. And you can have your fingers crossed, you know, behind your back. I'm not really going to agree to all that. But I make them write their own vows. So then they take their vows back and forth to each other.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they even put a ring on their finger.
Yeah.
So, or often they do. And that's sort of a symbol of the vows. So they came in, they agreed to the contract, they discussed the contract, the ring is the symbol of the contract.
Right.
And then we sort of expect you to live by it. Well, when you're doing a plea deal,
yeah,
as I understand it, both parties have to be in complete agreement. It's not up to the judge to negotiate the deal. It's up to the judge to confirm the deal. But to confirm the deal, the judge has to ask some questions.
Okay.
Some questions. So the prosecutor, the federal prosecutor, is a guy called Leo Wise. Interesting. Wise.
Mm.
The prosecutor's a wise guy. Or a wise guy. Or a wise person.
Sure.
And Chris Clark is the defense attorney.
Okay.
So, what happened? Well, the judge asked the prosecutor if there was any precedent for the type of deal that was being proposed.
Okay.
And we all know from reading the newspapers that the deal is a little unusual.
Mm.
That normally, if you're involved in a tax case like this or a gun case, normally it's handled differently. But some people think it's handled in an unusual way because Hunter Biden is the son of President Biden.
Sure.
Do you buy that? Do you buy that? Do you think it was a special deal?
I sure do. But most people,
what
I
about
think
your
they,
listeners? What do
I
they
think?
Your
listeners think it was a special deal. Yeah.
Well, so maybe because people think it's a special deal, the judge, Judge Noriega, was skeptical of the deal and asked the prosecutor, that's the federal prosecutor, if there was any precedent for this type of deal being proposed, to which he said, quote, no, Your Honor. Ooh, unquote. Ouch. In other words, uh-oh, the judge is kind of hasn't ever seen this before.
Right.
Neither has the prosecutor. Ooh. Okay.
Well.
So she then went on and was concerned with a provision of the diversion agreement that stated prosecutors could not level further charges against Hunter Biden.
All right, let me jump in. Let me stop you there. We're going to hold you over. Colonel Rob Simmons here with us in the studio, broadcasting across the entire country, USA Audio Network, back with more as we decipher the plea deal gone wrong here on the USA Audio Network.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
War now.
USA News Update. The U.S. economy grew faster than expected in the second quarter as labor market resilience underpinned consumer spending, while businesses boosted investment in equipment, potentially keeping a much-feared recession at bay. GDP increased at a 2.4% annualized rate last quarter, the Commerce Department said in their advanced estimate of second quarter GDP numbers on Thursday. President Biden is laying out his plan to combat extreme heat conditions gripping the country. The president announces that he wants Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu to issue a heat hazard alert.
It clarifies that workers have a federal heat-related protections. We should be protecting workers from hazardous conditions, and we will. And those states where they do not, I'm going to be calling them out.
Tim Berg, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. I am Lee Elson, filling in all week long for Wayne Allyn Root. My special guest this hour is Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman, again, former CIA agent, Vietnam veteran, to name a few things that he is skilled at. And we are breaking down the Hunter Biden plea deal gone awry. And when we took a break, you were about to get into the reasons and some of the questions that the judge was asking both lawyers. So let's just pick it up from there.
She then went on and was concerned with a provision of the diversion agreement that stated prosecutors could not level further charges against Hunter Biden for certain crimes. Okay. And then judge asked Wise whether there was, quote, an ongoing investigation here. In other words, you've got this plea agreement that you want me to rubber stamp. Are there any other investigations going on, or is this it? Is this
right?
Does the government have anything else going on, or is this it? And he said, quote, there is.
Ooh. Okay.
So there is something else going on, but he could not divulge the information regarding that probe. So, yes, Your Honor, there's something else out there, but I can't tell you about it. How's that going to work with a judge?
Probably not too good.
You're the judge, Lee. You're sitting up there with your robes and the hammer, you know.
Yeah.
Are you ready to say, yeah, okay.
No
problem.
I don't think so.
Whatever the president wants, whatever Joe wants, fine with me. Then she asked a hypothetical question.
Okay.
About whether the government could bring a charge related to the Foreign Agent Registration Act. Could the government bring a charge related to FARA, the Foreign Agent Registration Act, which was, you know, used against all the Trump people,
right?
Put them all in jail, right? Could the government bring such a charge? And it was at that point that the initial plea deal began to fracture as defense attorney Chris Clark, defending Hunter, said, Your Honor, my team would not agree with it. My team would not agree with that. And if we go forward with a plea deal that says other charges could be brought at a later date, quote, and this is Chris Clark, as far as I'm concerned, the plea agreement is null and void.
So
what was the end game here? The end game was to get a plea deal that apparently is unprecedented.
Right.
That no other person walking around America today, of the 330 million people that we have, no other person could have gotten a plea deal like this. This is unprecedented.
Right.
The prosecutor himself, who works as a prosecutor in the justice system, says, No, Your Honor, I can't think of any other case like this that we're trying to agree to. And then when the issue came up, could there be further prosecutions? The defense is saying, no, this is it. There's nothing further. We judge, get your hammer out, agree to this, stamp the papers, and we're gone.
Yeah.
And you're never going to see this guy in court for anything ever again. Okay?
Yeah.
And the prosecutors and the judge said, there seems to be a certain amount of disagreement here.
Right.
Okay? And it's very interesting how it was covered in the newspapers, front page right above the fold. Sudden obstacle delays plea deal for Biden's son. Ooh, a sudden obstacle.
Yep.
Something got in the way.
Sure.
It was a good deal, but something got in the way. Oh, the judge wants changes. It's the damn judge.
Yeah.
The judge wants. Yeah. Well, who appointed the judge?
Trump.
Trump did.
His fault.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't say that Trump judge.
It says it here.
Oh, it does.
It sure does.
It says it somewhere.
It says it in the article I have.
the judge came, the Trump judge came in with a stun gun and was zapping everybody. And poor Hunter went out, slithered out.
Poor Hunter.
Smirking like a snake. So, you know, the media, of course, is not going to play it straight up.
Right.
Some are going to do it one way. Some are going to do it the other way.
All right, so the plea deal is off. Take us through part two of this equation.
The plea deal is off.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to come back easily.
Right.
I think the New York Times is going to be sucking air for a while because it's pretty obvious that the sweetheart plea deal was designed to terminate all future investigation, and which is what their goal was. And it appears that this judge is not going to rubber stamp that.
Right.
So here's a fascinating story. Front page New York Post. Secret FBI file revealed. Secret FBI file revealed. Now, this was last Friday, and I've been away, and I've been doing stuff, so I didn't get to this, you know, in a timely fashion, although, hey, you know, last Friday was the day after Thursday, so I didn't know about it. Ukrainian big said Hunter, this is a Ukrainian big shot, said Hunter Biden was dumber than my dog, but the big was coerced to bribe the Bidens for Joe's help.
Mm.
Whoa. I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, whoa, what's going on? So I turn into page 4 and 5. The Biden files coerced into a $10 million payoff. Well, now, who's saying this? Is this Trump again?
No.
This is Trump again, right?
No,
Trump is everywhere.
No.
He's behind all of this.
He's a whistleblower.
If Trump would just go away, everything would stop.
Yeah.
Everything would be okay.
Yeah.
You know, Hunter could be, Joe could be licking his ice cream cone, riding his bike, and, falling, but there'd be no photos of him falling. Hunter could be raking in the money and snorting the coke and consorting with prostitutes.
Sure.
And you know, the world would just be a better place.
Yeah.
But here, wait a minute, it's not Trump. This information didn't come from Trump.
Mm.
It came from an FBI report.
Well, yeah.
An FD 1023 document.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The Congressional Oversight Committee had to threaten the head of the FBI.
Right.
That they were going to stick it to him.
Right.
If they didn't give the Congressional Oversight Committee the FD 1023, now a whistleblower notified the congressional investigators that there was such a report,
right,
and that the informant was a valuable informant who had been paid 6 digits,
right.
Now, this is interesting. I used to do field information reports when I was in the Army and when I was in the CIA. I'm thinking I had some pretty good sources, but nobody got anything close to over $100,000. In fact, chump change. I mean, it was little stuff.
Yeah.
So this is obviously an important source. And the important source says that Vadim Pozharsky, chief financial officer of Burisma, who hired Hunter Biden,
right,
though he had no skill set, they hired Hunter Biden to protect Burisma through his dad. Who was his dad? The big guy.
Joe Biden.
From all kinds of problems.
Right.
This is an FBI report. Now, did this FBI report just come in a week ago?
No, I think it's been there for a while, right?
A year ago?
Yeah.
2 years ago?
Longer.
It came out in 2015. And when was 2015? How many years ago was that?
That would be 8 years ago.
8 years ago. So the FBI has been sitting on this FD 1023 document.
Right.
It's a document.
Right.
A documented agent report. They've been sitting on it for 8 years.
Yeah.
And it's taken 8 years to weasel it out of them. Why has it taken so long for us to know about this FD 1023, excuse me. Why is it taking so long?
They don't want it to come out.
Why is that? What are they wanting?
It's damaging. To Joe and Hunter.
But doesn't this show that there's some corruption here?
Of course.
Well, I thought Trump was impeached because he lied about the Bidens. That he made a phone call to Zelensky and said, hey, what's with What's with this Burisma stuff?
Right.
Right. And then didn't get it. Remember that goofy little Yuki showed up from the National Security Council, and
yeah.
He's yapping about, oh, he's a whistleblower, he's a decorated veteran, and he's ratting out the president
right.
for calling Zelensky and asking about Biden. Well, that leads me to believe that maybe the Trump was right.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe there's something here.
Maybe.
And if there was something here, and the FBI had it in their files, why didn't they say, hey, everybody, this impeachment you're doing on Trump and the perfect phone call
yeah.
that you say
That's
wasn't
right.
a perfect phone call. Hey, we got a report here. You know, there's actually something to this.
Mm.
They didn't say that.
Why didn't
did they
say that?
Why didn't they?
I'm asking you.
I think they're corrupt as hell.
Yeah.
That's why. The FBI is corrupt.
Yeah.
And that's, I have this report here, Lee. It's called the Durham Report,
yeah.
100 pages. Read it. It spells it all out. So they go on. They go on. Zolchevsky replied to the informant asking, you know, aren't we worried about this Viktor Shokin, who's investigating them? He replied, don't worry. Hunter will take care of all of those issues through his dad. Who's his dad, Lee?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, the
yeah,
big guy.
The big guy. All right, Colonel, hang on 1 second. Let me take another time out. We got to take care of some business. Colonel Rob Simmons is laying it all out, the Hunter Biden plea deal, and, you know, what we could possibly expect moving forward from that. We'll take a short time out. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I am a man of solutions. And I've got the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike protein. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get the best podcasts at...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we're back. We're focusing in on the Hunter Biden plea deal gone awry. And we're using our good friend Colonel Rob Simmons to break it all down. And when we took a break, we were getting to the meat and potatoes of this, Rob. And I want you to pick it up if you can from what was said between Burisma and the whistleblower and the FBI. And start, if you can, with how smart Hunter Biden actually is.
Zlochevsky's dog was smarter than Hunter Biden. But he needed Hunter Biden on the board so everything will be okay. And he went on to say he didn't want to pay the Bidens. He was pushed to pay them. He was coerced to make the payments. Zlochevsky said he had a total of 17 recordings involving the Bidens. Two of the recordings included Joe Biden. And the remaining 15 recordings only included Hunter Biden. As for the money, the $5 million, Zlochevsky told the informant, he did not send any funds directly to the big guy. Zlochevsky responded, it would take the investigators 10 years to find the records. The GOP pushes to impeach after the post-expose. This is the post-expose.
Right.
And people in Washington are talking about impeach.
Right.
Do you think there's going to be an impeachment? Do you think an impeachment proceeding might take place? Maybe?
Of evidence that you're presenting, if that's a real FBI report, why wouldn't it take place?
Well, it is a real FBI report.
Okay.
It's been verified.
Right.
It's the real deal. And now the Congress has it. You know?
Right.
At what point is the circus going to come to an end?
Right.
And I certainly don't want the senile goofball criminal who's currently in office, I don't want him to continue either.
Right.
Biden has repeatedly said he never speaks to his son about his overseas business dealings. Do you buy that sentence? I mean, he has said it. Do you buy it, or is it just malarkey? Why are they putting it in here?
Because they're trying to protect him.
They're trying to protect him.
Yeah.
We know he said that.
Right.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
He's a liar.
Right.
You know,
of course,
he's full of malarkey.
Of course, yeah.
And then they talk about Trump's first impeachment by the House, which resulted in charges that he pressured Ukraine to dig up dirt on the Bidens while threatening to withhold military aid. Wait a minute. I've heard that story before.
Sure.
Where did you hear that story before, Lee?
Well, from Biden.
From Biden. Biden went over there with a suitcase full of $1 billion
right.
for Ukraine
right.
and said, you guys need to get rid of that investigator
yeah.
who's investigating Burisma.
Right.
Because my son has a job with Burisma
right.
for $80,000 a month. But in addition to that, I better not say this with an open mic. In addition to that, I'm the big guy. I'm getting $5 million through the pipeline.
Right.
And Hunter's getting another $5 million through the pipeline. So if you don't fire that guy in 6 hours, I'm going to get on the big plane, and I'm not going to poop out $1 billion. I'm going to take it all home.
Right.
Back to Washington.
That's right.
So gee whiz, guess what happened?
They fired him.
They fired him.
That's right.
Wow, gee whiz. And Joe Biden is boasting about this
yeah.
in public.
Yeah.
He's boasting about it in public. I mean, this article about how, yeah, McCarthy said he might follow this to the end. He might consider an impeachment probe, which is an inquiry. You don't bring the charges until you do the inquiry. Might consider it. Oh, but there's no grounds or no basis for this. Well, there is a basis for this. And you know what? When you get to the bottom line, for me,
yeah.
do you think I really give a damn about Hunter Biden?
No.
Do you think I'm surprised at all that Joe Biden is as crooked as a Sidewinder snake?
No, you're not surprised.
No, I'm not surprised at all. Am I surprised that the Biden family is a crime family up to their ears in corruption, and that Joe Biden is not only a bad person, he's a terrible president?
Right.
No. You know, the thing that bothers me the most, and it kind of gets back to the Durham report. The thing that bothers me the most is that August in 2016, the allegation that the Steele dossier and all of the Trump Russia stuff was actually ginned up by Hillary Clinton and the DNC. And you know who knew that? Obama knew it. Joe Biden knew it. They were briefed on August 3rd of 2016. Then FBI Director James Comey knew about it and briefed him on it. And then CIA Director John Brennan knew about it and briefed him on it. All of this corruption, all of this deep state nonsense and cover-ups and lies has gone back 4 or 5 or 6 years.
Right.
And how the hell can the American people have any confidence in their government when elected and unelected officials at the highest level have been promoting lies, have been undercutting a duly elected president, have spent 4 years trashing and destroying the reputation of Donald Trump and his administration? This is the most massive case of corruption in our country in my lifetime. And I don't know that we can ever get out of it. That's what bothers me the most. It's not just a couple of bad actors. What bothers me the most is across the board, a whole system of corruption and lying and stealing. And how can the American people go forward when this is what their leadership is all about?
Colonel Rob Simmons, breaking it down from beginning to end. He is my very good friend, and I appreciate him coming out today to go through all of this with such exquisite precision. We've got to take a break. We'll come back. Keep it right here. Lindell TV joins us next, right here on the USA Audio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.